This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The NFT is a digital certificate of authenticity to distinguish an original from copies in a digital world. It uses blockchain technology to create an accounting ledger that resists tampering. Non-fungible tokens can be used for video, art, music, all sorts of things that can be digitized. Since there's only one NFT, these can be seen as valuable, and they're a new way for artists to control and profit from their work. Today's example, an orchestra in Tennessee working with a local composer. WPLN's Paige Flager has more on this work.
The piece, called Prelude, has a cinematic quality to it. The melody evokes the start of a journey, says composer Christina Spinet.
I've entitled it Prelude because I see it as the beginning of something new.
Spinet composed Prelude to be released as a non-fungible token. It's basically a digital asset that lives online and can be purchased with cryptocurrency. The 5-minute audio file, a video recording with the Gateway Chamber Orchestra in Clarksville, and the score are available on the platform OpenSea. Spinet says there are a lot of benefits to releasing music this way.
Artists receive royalties on the secondary sale market of their work. You have complete control over what you release, when you release it, how you release it.
Prelude will be sold to 20 buyers, but if those buyers want to sell the piece to others, Spinet still gets money from the sale.
There's no label taking a percentage of the profit. It's just you. And then whatever you decide to split up with the musicians, too.
Orchestras are usually paid to play on a session, but don't get royalties from the final product. But with the NFT, musicians that played on Prelude will receive royalties from the initial sale and any secondary sales of the piece, too.
What have we got to lose?
Gateway Chamber Orchestra's director, Gregory Wolanek, says he felt he owed it to the musicians after they were hit hard by the pandemic.
If this is something that's going to be able to provide a very new model for composers and performers, and we don't try to take advantage of it, particularly at this time in the history of our planet, I think that would be a mistake.
While the value of cryptocurrency varies, Prelude has raked in thousands of dollars on the blockchain so far. In Nashville, I'm Paige Flager for Marketplace.